Welcome to Crunch Time with Sizzamula.
Crunch Time presented by Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. So this is Matt White. I'm going through my notes this last weekend and kind of discussing what to talk about. I mean, what a great weekend. We had UCLA, Texas. UCLA, several NFL games, Canelo versus Triple G. And I'm thinking, do I talk about the local teams? Stanford, 49ers, Raiders, Cal. Cal's 3-0. I mean, they upset Ole Miss.
But then
I think, has Cal ever been significant in the past century? I mean, if you look in the past century, we've had several accomplishments, right? The submarine, check. Cars, check. The internet, check. College football, check. Barack Obama, check. And the list goes on. But not once does Cal ever go on that list.
Just a message to all the listeners to get some context here. I like Cal football. I'm a Cal football fan outside of crunch time. And Matt likes to make fun of Cal football. But he doesn't have his own team, so it's really easy for him to make fun of other people's teams. So I'm going to go ahead and rebut Matt here. While Cal hasn't been doing well in the last about 7 years, they hit their glory days when they had Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch, DeSean Jackson. And while their record in college football has not been great, they have sent more players to the NFL than a lot of other schools in the Pac-12, even schools like Stanford that have better records. Cal develops their players well, and their record hasn't reflected that well in the last couple years. But I'm feeling pretty good about Cal football. They have a coach who finally knows how to coach defense. They were second to last in FBS last year. And this year they're doing much better. They have some key assets on defense.
Says, when they had Tedford and had Rodgers and Lynch and Forsett and Jackson and the list goes on, they still could not perform well.
Matt, they almost made the Rose Bowl with that team.
Yeah, but they had the best quarterback in the NFL, one of the best running backs, one of the best wide receivers.
Well, Matt, here's the thing about that. Not all those guys were drafted as high up as they – as now you'd think they'd be. Justin Forsett was like a seventh rounder. CJ Anderson went undrafted. They had two or three key guys. And, you know, they didn't perform as much as they should have, but that's in the past.
All right, well, we'll move on to more college football. Stanford loses to San Diego State. They're 1-2 on the year. They beat up on Rice, but granted, you know, Rice is just awful. Says, what is wrong with Stanford?
Well, Stanford is a school that usually feeds off their O-line. They're usually a very pro-style offense. They don't have many big plays with the exception of when they had Christian McCaffrey on their team. Usually they're a very slow, grinded-out offense, quick passes, quick runs, with usually a type of game manager quarterback with the exception of Andrew Luck. So this year they have Keller Christ, who is bad. And their backup, Burns, who it seems like any quarterback in FBS should be able to take the starting spot away from Christ. But Burns is actually worse than him. So bad quarterback, bad offensive line, irrelevant receivers. They got a decent defense. I'll give that to them.
Sis, I'm going to have to interrupt you.
Hold on, Matt. But a bright spot for them is Bryce Love. Bryce Love is playing his ass off. He had about 190 rushing yards last week, and he's the reason they're going to win a lot of games this year.
Stanford does not have a quarterback. That's true. They do have a five-star, the best pocket passer quarterback recruited from last year who will be probably starting for them next year. They do have a great O-line, though. They dominated USC.
They don't
USC.
Have a great O-line.
They dominated
They
USC.
Lost to USC by a lot.
But their O-line did great. Their defense, no, their D-line looked horrible. Not their O-line. Their O-line looked good.
Their O-line Bryce is not as good as it should be.
I disagree with you there. Why can't Stanford recruit good quarterbacks after you have Andrew Luck, who's just who's awesome?
Well, you see how quarterbacks do in Stanford's system. This is not a diss towards Stanford at all. Their quarterbacks don't build up the stats that other quarterbacks do. For example, you go to a school like TCU or Oregon or even UCLA, their QBs are constantly dropping back, running their offense out of a shotgun, throwing a lot of passes. And Stanford, you got a pro-style offense, a lot of quick passes and a lot of runs. So it's not as glamorous of a system for a quarterback to be in, so that may have something to do with it.
All right, it says, can Kelly Bryant lead Clemson to a national title? Keep in mind, Clemson just beat up Louisville at Louisville, and Kelly Bryant looked pretty good. But can he lead, first-year starter, can he lead Clemson to a national title?
You know, Matt, I'm going to go with no. We saw how special it was that Clemson upset Bama last year, and that was with a first-round quarterback. And as good as Kelly Bryant is, I don't see him being a first-round quarterback. And Clemson has lost about half of their starters from last year to the NFL draft and to just graduating. So I really don't see Clemson upsetting Bama this year. And if another school could do that, like Oklahoma, I'd love to see that, and I think it's possible, but I don't think Clemson's the team this year.
Keep in mind that Clemson does have five-star recruits and four-star recruits all over the field.
That's true.
Next question. Is the SEC still legit? We have the SEC. We look at Alabama. Alabama's number one. For the past 10 years, they've just – 10 years, 8 years, they've just absolutely dominated college football. But we saw Florida. Florida got beat up by Michigan. And then Florida upset Tennessee without 10 of its starters. Ole Miss got upset by Cal. Are they still – is the SEC still a legit conference?
You know, Matt, I think the SEC has always been overrated. I think that – you know, you look at the preseason rankings before anyone's actually played, and about half the teams are from the SEC. So there's something wrong with that. You see schools like Oregon, Washington State, UCLA from the Pac-12, and just schools on the West Coast that don't get as much credit as schools from the SEC. And there's definitely something wrong with that. And it's not only SEC, it's the Big 12, too. You see Texas getting ranked, and maybe not this year. You see schools like, I guess Oklahoma's an exception. They're doing really well this year. But the bottom line is you see these schools that have bigger conferences getting ranked higher without any evidence that they're playing better, which is an issue. That's part of why Christian McCaffrey didn't win the Heisman and lost to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, look at the SEC. Auburn is very high ranked, and they lost to Clemson, and Clemson looked awful. Texas A&M got upset by – I wouldn't say upset, but got beat by UCLA. I just don't think the SEC is that good anymore compared to the other schools.
I agree.
Pac-12 has got the top five teams in the Pac-12 are awesome. The problem with the Pac-12 is the last three teams are really bad. I mean, you look at Oregon State. The Arizona schools, the Arizona State's all right, not great.
They're not going to do anything special.
Yeah, and Cal is on the verge of getting better, but
Cal's still definitely in the bottom half of the Pac-12. I'll say that as a Cal fan. However, I think the bottom three would definitely be the Arizona schools in Oregon State, then Cal, and then it gets a little blurry as to who's towards the bottom there.
And the ACC and the ACC is still not as good.
Same deal with ACC. You know, they got a lot of good schools who are. They have a few schools who are amazing, you know, Florida State, Clemson. But the problem is that you see schools like Duke and North Carolina that don't set their sights on football at all.
That's true.
So it's not a very competitive conference.
And the Big 12 is very good as well.
Big 12 is.
And the Big 10 as well. Sam Darnold, 42 seconds left on the clock. Again, comes back to lead USC over a win versus Texas. Is Sam Darnold the real deal?
You know, Matt, I think he could be the real deal, but I do not think that he's as good as people say he is. He has played, 10 games of college football now? People keep on talking about how he's so great at coming back. If he was really the real deal, I don't think he'd put himself in a situation where he'd have to come back. You know, that's what Joe Montana said after Brady came back in the Super Bowl. You know, people say, would you have come back from that deficit? The first thing Joe said is, I would have gotten into that deficit. So someday there will be a game when Darnold is down and doesn't come back. I guarantee it. And while he's played amazing, as young as he is and as little experience as he has, his mechanics are a little off, but other than those two things, I think that he's going to be a great NFL quarterback eventually.
I do think Sam Darnold is the GOAT, greatest of all time.
All right, that's a interesting opinion.
His demeanor is so calm, and he's able to play through anything.
That's true. And, you know, it's kind of hard with quarterbacks in USC. I think part of the time, the problem with the reason that USC quarterbacks get ranked or just, you know, fail miserably is that at USC you're surrounded by the best, probably the most athletic people, some of the most athletic people in college football, all over the field. And when you get to the NFL, if you're a high draft pick, you're going to be drafted by a crappy NFL team. And there's going to be people hitting you harder, and you're never going to have faced that adversity at USC. So I personally don't think Sam Darnold's going to fit the bill of a USC quarterback, because they, I don't think he's going to suck, but you never know. You never know.
Keep in mind, USC has played Stanford, Texas. Who did they play the first week?
They played
Anyway, they're playing in the Pac-12, so very, very important.
Right.
Let's move on to the NFL. Sizz, what is going on with the Bengals? Just want to throw out a couple facts. They're 0-2. Since the playoffs have expanded in 1990, teams that start 2-0 make the playoffs 63% of the time. Teams that start 1-1, 41% of the time. And teams that start 0-2, 12% of the time. Keep in mind, the Bengals visit Green Bay next Sunday. Do we, you know, what's wrong with them? Do we think it's Andy Dalton's fault? Is Marvin Lewis something? What is wrong?
You know, Matt, I think it all starts with Dalton, but he's taking more of the heat than he should be. He's my fantasy QB, backup fantasy QB, and he put up negative points in the first week, and, you know, I almost dropped him. But then I looked in the mirror and said, you know what? This guy is being faced with adversity. His offensive line is terrible. They lost two main pieces of their offensive line this offseason in free agency. And, you know, A.J. Green has got to get it together, man. He's supposed to be a top-tier receiver, and he's not playing that well. He's just not getting open.
I think the thing wrong with the Bengals is that they need to stick to one running back. They got Giovanni Bernard,
yeah,
Jeremy Hill, and they just drafted Joe Mixon, who seems to have a pretty good potential. But you got to stick to one running back, and that O-line has been pretty bad. Moving on, 49ers almost upset the Seattle Seahawks. What a game. The offense couldn't do anything, but the defense looked great. Is the D-line legit?
I think that the D-line is legit. They're kind of one piece away from a legitimate pass rusher on the edge whose job is simply to pass rush and do it every down. Right now, they sub in Elvis Dumervil on passing situations, and he does all right. But that's the only piece they're missing. Other than that, I think if Solomon Thomas can become more disciplined and start playing flat, QB contain, if he had QB contain, as in not letting Russell Wilson escape the pocket, the Niners will win that game. Because they're all the Seattle's offense was doing is having Russell Wilson scramble and pick up first downs.
DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead
both playing amazing.
Awesome.
Both playing amazing.
First round picks.
And if we have Reuben Foster in that game, if Eric Reed doesn't get injured, I think we got a lot better shot at winning.
But the issue with the 49ers, again, was the offense.
Right.
Do the 49ers start C.J. Beathard, their third-round pick out of Iowa?
I do not think that. I think it's too soon for that. And unless he's playing amazing in practice, you know, he looks good in the preseason, but who doesn't look good in the preseason? I don't think that's a move they should make. Hoyer didn't have enough time to survey the field. He had a bunch of receivers were dropping passes, and he's playing. We have to remember he's playing one of the best pass defenses in the NFL.
That's a great point. So what Sean McVay, the Rams coach, who the 49ers will play tomorrow on Thursday, he said that keep in mind the 49ers have played the two best defenses in the NFL. They played the Panthers and the Seahawks. Do I think they start Beathard? No, I don't. I think you got to give Brian Hoyer more time, maybe after a couple of weeks. But I think what Kyle Shanahan's doing something here is he's having a bad quarterback to show why Kirk Cousins is so valuable and why they can get him next year. Keep in mind that the 49ers are going to let Kyle Shanahan choose what quarterback he wants next year. I think picking Kirk Cousins as your quarterback and then having an elite pass rusher as your first round pick next year is going to be.
I don't think they should draft a pass rusher in the first round. I think they should go O-line or receiver in the first round. Personally,
But not a quarterback.
And it depends on what happens with Carlos Hyde. If Carlos Hyde leaves in free agency because he's a free agent this year, then they're definitely going to need to pick up a running back like Saquon Barkley, which I think would be a great investment. But I think they should definitely try to re-sign Hyde. The problem with signing Cousins is that he's going to be 30 this offseason, and the Niners still need a lot of work. He's not going to be taking this team to the Super Bowl next season. So I personally think they should draft a quarterback rather than signing Kirk Cousins, because just signing a QB from free agency and expecting to lead your team to a Super Bowl is not the best move, in my opinion. You look at the Redskins, their biggest flaw in the past 10 years has been trying to rebuild their team through free agency and failing miserably. So I don't think that's the format that the Niners should take.
Raiders won again. Are they a legit championship contender?
If their defense can keep doing what they're doing now, yes.
I agree. Raiders look really good. Their defense looks really good.
They have a great O-line, too, which is a piece they haven't always had.
So what's going on with the Cowboys and the Giants? Just one quick answer.
You know, the Giants are falling apart on offense.
That's the issue. The Giants' defense is much improved. Their run defense is really good. But I don't think without Odell, I just don't – and they don't have a running back.
Even with Odell.
Yeah.
They still just don't look like themselves out there. They need to play with more confidence. They need to get back on their game with the offensive line, give Eli some more time, because as he gets older, he's reacting slower. And they have some great receivers. If they gave him just one or two more seconds every play, that offense would be a lot better. And, you know, the main problem is they don't have a running game. They have a crappy offensive line, and they don't have a number one go-to running back. So I think that's the main issue with the Giants. With the Cowboys, to be completely honest, as a 49ers fan, I loved seeing them get demolished this week, because everyone views them as invincible, and this week that is not something that they were. Zeke didn't look like himself.
Very true. Sis, we got to move on, so I'm going to interrupt you. Falcons, they lost Kyle Shanahan. I don't think Steve Sarkisian can lead their team to a championship, so I don't think their offense is going to carry them, but that defense is really good. Their number one sack leader last year is not even starting. So I think the Falcons defense is going to lead them to a Super Bowl this year. Moving on to the NBA, what do you think of Kevin Durant's Twitter feed?
I think people are reacting about it.
It's pretty dumb. It's stupid, but call out.
We all know that Kevin Durant is a nice, well-respected, humble guy. Even before he was on the Warriors, I knew that. And he made a mistake on social media. There's not an NBA player that hasn't done that. And at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with what he does on the court. So I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's inappropriate for him to call out his former coach and his former teammates. I think he needs to move on from the situation. But at times it is funny. I'll give
true
it to
that,
him.
True that.
What do you think of Kyrie Irving essentially distancing himself even more from LeBron?
That's just Kyrie Irving's not a smart person, okay? Kyrie Irving spent 1 year at Duke, then left for the NBA without playing virtually any of his season. He thinks the earth is flat.
He's obviously kidding when he says that.
He's not. But
says
he's in a great situation, and to think that he has a big enough ego that he's not able to play with LeBron, he has to be the number one guy, is just atrocious to me. I do not like the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I like to see Kyrie stay there because it makes the NBA interesting.
I didn't expect it, but do they have to be friends? I mean, in Elgato, I'm not friends with everybody, but I get along with everybody, right?
True that. I don't – unless there's something that hasn't been revealed to everyone – I don't see why they're not getting along, to be completely honest. Maybe it has something to do with LeBron mostly being managing that team out on the court. You know, Kyrie doesn't get many assists. A lot of time LeBron is the one taking the ball up. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Moving on to boxing. Last week we had Triple G versus Canelo.
Oh, my.
Right, best fight, I would say, right now. You look at the Mayweather
McGregor
fight. That was very hyped up, but this was the best fight, middleweight. Do you think this fight bought casual viewers?
No. I think it should have, but I do not think that it did. And I hope that eventually, if they get a rematch, because they ended up tying in a thriller, I hope that the next fight does. But you know, not that many people follow boxing anymore, so it's really rare to find a fight that gets everyone like the McGregor-Mayweather one did.
It's pretty sad to see boxing go, but the problem is
it'll
boxing is extremely disorganized, and they need to improve
bad.
That.
It's bad.
But I do that was I watched the fight. I bought it, and I was happy after I bought it. Great fight. I found myself rooting for Canelo, so I, you know, thought he won, but it was obviously very, very, very close. We're going to go to game predictions as we enter the final minutes of our podcast for this week. Sizz, 49ers at home versus the Rams. Who do you have?
49ers.
I'm going to take the 49ers as well. Atlanta versus Detroit in Detroit.
Atlanta.
All right. I'm going to take Atlanta as well on that one. Oakland versus the Redskins.
Oakland, hands down.
I'm going to take Oakland as well on that one. Cowboys versus Cardinals.
I got to go with Cowboys.
Cowboys, I'm going to go with Cowboys as well.
This is really exciting.
I know. We're going to have a lot of pretty similar records here. TCU versus Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
All right. I am going to take Oklahoma State as well. Mississippi State versus Georgia.
It's a little more interesting here. I'm going to go Georgia.
Georgia. All right, I'll take Mississippi State, mix things up a little bit. San Diego State versus Air Force.
San Diego State.
San Diego State. All right. I'm going to take Air Force, actually. I'm going to take Air Force. Keep in mind, Air Force has a former Los Gatos resident, Wolfie Raybach. He played in Michigan yesterday. Very exciting for the Los Gatos
community. He went to Bellarmine.
Yes. Penn State versus Iowa.
Penn State.
I will take Penn State as well. Last game, Washington versus Colorado Boulder.
Washington.
I will take Washington as well. All right. Thank you very much for listening to Crunch Time.
That's
we'll
all
see
we
you
got
guys next week. A lot to cover, and see you later.
Later.
Do we pause that? Pause that.
How do I stop the recording completely?